Our theme tonight is the pot calling the kettle black. If you look at world leaders all around the globe, everybody's accusing everybody else of doing something they really are doing, except the guy doing the accusing is probably doing it worse. So the name calling just makes everybody look ridiculous. You know, you're trying to make the other team look bad and you look good. But the reality is, more often than not, the pot is calling the kettle black and the lies are getting progressively more ridiculous. Of course, you know, I was frustrated as Obama announces his new EPA regulations this week and then promotes them on the theory that they're protecting public health to back up the supposed goals of these regulations to go into effect as soon as 2015 would be to cut carbon emissions by 30% by 2030 from the peak levels in 2005 before we started implementing the efforts to use natural gas significantly. The rule is 645 pages long, and it's targeted at the fossil fuel plants, a real targeting of coal. So tough news for Kentucky and the coal states in the middle of an election year. As you know, it orders the states to adopt a cap-and-trade or carbon tax. As you know, I believe the actual goal is to create a new complex taxation system. Every time they've tried to do that, they've hit a real force field. And the problem is the kind of system they're going to come up with is very political, very arbitrary, and will have a significant hand at taking central control on a whole new level and destroying more local economy and small business. Yes, there's still more that could be destroyed. So, you know, this is something we don't want to have anything to do with. My guess is the Republicans are going to try very hard to stop it. They're the ones who really represent small business, but they also represent some of the fossil fuel interests that are going to get gored. So it's going to be interesting. The Wall Street Journal, who I often don't agree with, had a very good editorial on this, and I'll post it up on the blog. This is one where I do agree with them. Obama is out saying that this is designed to protect the American people's health. And you almost don't know what to say to that. The chutzpah involved is so shocking. This coming from the people who insist we eat GMOs and are spraying chemtrails over our heads and insisting we take vaccines. So all with funding that we provide with our tax money. So the idea they should be concerned with our public health is, of course, ridiculous. However, the shift to renewables is really on, and renewable energy, and that's part of what, you know, the theory is this is promoting. I put up a series of different articles on different innovations in solar, as well as an article from Bloomberg on Warren Buffett's big bet on renewables through his energy company. And the energy model that the United States is moving to and the world is moving to is very robust. The idea is let's take the fossil fuels, invest in new technology and renewable energy, see what works, but don't be dependent on any one thing. Obviously, the United States is going to be heavily or reliant on natural gas for some period of time. But I think the thing that's really driving this is the economics of solar and other renewables is getting much more attractive. And you see lots of innovations every day, and some of those are up on the blog. The goal, of course, is cheap and redundant energy sources that allow the U.S. to maintain and all of North America to maintain a much more independent base. And from that base to project global power and shift resources into space and space exploration. It's all part of the breakaway. Anyway, so our theme this week is the pot calling the kettle black. As various leaders try and engineer all these things, they're all accusing each other of what the other is doing.